Baltimore Ravens, certainly a solid football team at 6-2 with head coach John Harbaugh. That'll be the challenge coming up on Sunday. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. They're 6-2. They're +7 in the takeaway margin. Tell me about this football team you have to play on Sunday.
Well, it's a good football team. I think they're a balanced football team. I think they're, defensively, they may not have the same statistics that maybe they had, a couple of years ago, but they're still an exceptional defense. They play outstanding in the red zone. They take the football away. They don't give up a lot of points. And then, offensively, they really improve. They're a team that's really versatile. They can throw the ball. I think their quarterback's outstanding. And they got a good running game and an excellent back.
A back that is similar to the one you just saw last week. As we talk about Ray Rice and the challenge ahead this week, can we go back to last week and what happened against Doug Martin, Coach?
Well, I think you got to credit them. I think they did a nice job of executing. And I think that back, at the end of the day, got in the second or third level of the defense and made guys miss. And when you get a good player that does that, they go for big gains. And so there was really about three or four plays in a game that, we wish we had back, but you don't get do-overs in this league.
Yeah, is Ray Rice similar? I mean, he's a two-time Pro Bowl back. He's got much more of an NFL resume than Doug Martin. Is he a better back, a different back? How do you handle this guy?
They're very similar in style. He can run with the football. He can catch passes out of the backfield. So we got to know where he's at. We got to do a great job of tackling him.
Yeah, the quarterback, Joe Flacco, has been in this league 4 years, and he's been in the playoffs every year, and he's won a playoff game each year, so he's good. But they're giving him more this year, starting with their season opener. They've jumped into a no-huddle, and they do it quite extensively at home. Mm-hmm. Explain the way they operate their no-huddle.
Well, it's really more of an up-tempo type of no-huddle. They really got a couple plays at the line of scrimmage that they'll go to, and they do a nice job of executing it, and they try to catch the defense off, off guard.
They do it some on the road, but when they're at home, they're going to pretty much jump in at the whole game.
Yeah, way more at home than they do on the road, and I think part of that's just due to the fact that they feel so good in that environment right there in their stadium. They got a great crowd that provides a significant home field advantage for them, and I think anytime they get an opportunity to try to press the tempo and put a little bit of stress on the opposing team, that's what they try to do.
Talk about your challenges to run the no huddle when you go on the road.
Well, the biggest factor is the noise. You've got to do a great job of communication, the nonverbal communication with your hand signals. And when we do run the no huddle, we got to be outstanding in that regard.
Look at Carson's numbers on the year. Last week he threw it 61 times, which is a lot, obviously, but you fell behind. But overall, he's throwing it about 63% of your offensive snaps this year. Is that what you're looking for? Is it too much of that? What is the breakdown you're looking for?
Well, obviously, we'd like to have a little bit more balance. The game kind of dictates what we're able to do and when we're able to do it. When you look at the games that we've been successful in, having a balance of run and pass, is what we believe in. But sometimes, situations dictate that we got to throw the ball a little bit more. So hopefully we'll be able to have a good balance this weekend.
One thing you have been extraordinary at is scoring right before halftime. In each and every game in the final 2 minutes of the half, you have scored 4 field goals. And last week you got your 4th touchdown before halftime. That's pretty amazing number there.
Yeah, no, that's outstanding. I think, and again, that's a 2-minute type of offense. That's a no-huddle type of offense. It's a hurried-up tempo, and I think Carson operates extremely well in those situations. But what we got to do is find a way to, have that continue and carry over into the third quarter. And we continue to work on that, and we're getting better at that.
And you analyze everything, so I know you're working your hardest to try to figure that out. Speaking of the third quarter, you're going to enter the third quarter of the season starting on Sunday. And just look at the schedule. You got Baltimore on the road. You come home for New Orleans, and they're hot again. Then you go back to Cincinnati. This is going to be a challenging quarter of your season.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you play in the National Football League, all 16 games are hard. There's no easy games in the NFL. And so we understand that we've got a challenge there. We were able to improve on the second quarter from where we were in the first quarter, and we're hoping to make the same improvement in the third quarter.
Without question. Thanks for your time, as always, Coach.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Jim Plunkett, and we'll break it down more, the Raiders and the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday.
Pro Bowl balloting. 86 NFL All-Stars. One stage. You vote. They play.
And that's a huge one by Big Richard Seymour. Well read there by Phillip Wheeler. Here's a toss to McFadden coming left. Big hole, 45, midfield. Palmer, 3-step drop, throws left, catch more.
Vote for Pro Bowl, NFL.com/Pro Bowl, or from your mobile device.